Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 109 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for June 17th is: consider the possibility God has a different plan for you than what you have envisioned. Is there something deep inside your soul whispering to you, even though it doesn't seem practical or realistic? Write down what the whisper is saying to you. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of having a vision. I'm not asking you to believe everything I believe, but my faith in God does guide what I believe and who I am. And while you and I may not believe in 100% of the same things, I'm asking you to consider the possibility that there is a greater plan for your life than simply what you want out of life. Now, there is a delicate balance here because I believe that sometimes what we want is placed within our hearts for us to go after. But sometimes we get caught up thinking in our mind that we know what is best rather than reflecting on what is happening in our life and listening to that whisper in our soul that may be telling us there's something greater out there, and that something greater may be different than what we had envisioned. Bethany Hamilton was a girl who loved to surf, and she was pretty good at it. She had a vision to be a professional surfer, but that vision was changed when she was the victim of a shark attack and she lost her left arm. If you haven't seen it, this is the movie Soul Surfer. And after a period of recovery, Bethany tried to adjust to her new version of life with one arm. And she was determined that she wasn't going to let this keep her from doing what she loved. She was going to surf again. And she did get back in the water and get up on a surfboard. But when she tried to take the next step and enter a competition, things didn't go so well. The loss of her arm severely limited her ability to compete in surfing competitions. And when it appeared she wouldn't be able to achieve her vision of what she had planned for her life, she wanted to throw it all away and quit. She questioned why this would happen to her. She questioned what happened to being able to do all things if you just believe. She questioned why she would lose everything. But her dad tells her she didn't lose everything. He says the shark didn't kill her, she's still alive, and she still has family that love her. And then Bethany asks her dad what she's supposed to do. And he tells her to listen for what comes next. He's telling her to listen for a different plan than what she had envisioned for her life. He's telling her to be open to the idea that maybe the vision of who she was created to be is so much more than being a professional surfer. And then Bethany goes on a mission trip with her church to Thailand to help with the recovery efforts from a recent tsunami. And there's a great scene in the movie where Bethany helps encourage a little boy to get on a surfboard. This little boy lost his parents in the tsunami and wouldn't speak or go near the water. But eventually Bethany coaxes him onto the board in the water, and in the movie she says, quote, "Who would have thought that teaching a kid to surf taught me that surfing isn't the most important thing in the world, and that something else is, love, bigger than any tidal wave, greater than any fear," end quote. Bethany shifted her perspective, and she continued to surf. In fact, she became more motivated to surf and find a way to be able to compete. But surfing became what she did, not who she was. And her vision changed from someone who simply wanted to be a professional surfer as something she could put on her resume and how people knew her, to someone who wanted to pursue her dream of being a professional surfer as an inspiration to people all over the world. She changed from trying to write her external story to focusing on writing her internal story. So how about you? Have you considered that there's a different plan for you than what you have originally envisioned? Is there something whispering to you deep inside your soul, even though it may not seem practical or realistic? I don't know what the last chapter of your story will be. I don't know what the last chapter of my story will be either. and I can't tell you that it's going to be easy. My favorite quote from Bethany is, quote, "I don't need easy, I just need possible," end quote. Well, I'm telling you, it's possible to fulfill the vision of who you were created to be. You need to listen for the whisper deep within your soul, and you need to have faith. It turns out that Bethany's dream of becoming a professional surfer didn't change, but her vision of who she would become in the process did. And her vision became more about using her gift to impact others than it did collecting a bunch of trophies and awards. If you haven't seen it, you definitely need to check out the movie Soul Surfer, and I hope it inspires you to listen to the whisper inside you and to live out the vision of who you were created to be. Because I can think of no greater way for you to increase your impact on students and athletes and give them a better version of you every day.